We were talking about Dancing with the Stars and how you were on the show, and Jarrod Byrne was your dance partner. Now, he danced with Celia Pakola, who won the show over the weekend, and someone had written into us and said at the end of the show, Jarrod said something that might offend Ash. Take a listen to this.
Can I just say something? I've done this show for 5 seasons now, and I've danced with some brilliant people, but... And no offence to anyone else, but you are just the most amazing partner I've ever had on this show.
Yeah, offence taken.
No offence to anyone else. You're offended.
Yeah, because that's just a BS kind of comment. What even is that?
Well, guess what?
What?
Jarrod is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Jarrod.
You're going down, mate.
Hey, Ash, how are you going?
Would you like to explain that pass-aggress comment on national television?
Oh, look, I think all the explanations in the comment, but I miss you too, mate.
you just
touch it all.
Every now and again. We don't go out to the movies together, do we, mate?
No, where are you now? You're up in Central Coast, so it's been a long time since we've caught up in Melbourne town. But
that's a pretty intense kind of few weeks that you guys are together doing that show. You think you'd get pretty sort of close as mates by the end of it because you're with each other so much.
Yeah. It's such a big season. You end up, Ash and I made the final, and you're doing 3 months every day together, training 4 to 6 hours a day. So you develop pretty close friendships, and you're pretty much in each other's pockets.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. Like, suddenly you're just thrown into such close proximity with a complete stranger, and you have to become mates very quickly and intimate dance partners even faster than that.
Well, you can see,
like, I'm telling you, rubbing bits on bits kind of scenario. It's
Jarrod
true.
Knows. He knows. And the thing is as well, a lot of them, you can see why they end up together. I mean, look at Rachel Finch and her dance partner. They ended up married with kids off the back of that TV show. So it certainly happens. Jarrod, can you do us a favour for us then? Of the 5 seasons that you've been on, do you mind just ranking your dance partners for us just to see where Pollard falls into the mix?
That's rude.
Mate, that'd be fun. I would do that. I'm going to rank them based on the fact of who made the final. So I'm going to go first with Celia, an equal second with Ricky and Ash because they both got runner-up. After that, I'll go Olympia and then Jacinta Franklin. Look, honestly, I've been incredibly lucky with the partners I've had on the 5 seasons, and to make the final 3 times and to win with Celia is just the best.
All right. Well, it's funny you mentioned that. We have Jacinta Franklin on the air with us right now. She's on the phone. Jacinta, are you there this morning? Joining us. Wouldn't that be awkward? Okay, so Pollard, you're right up there, Pollard. So he's kind of saving it there a little bit.
Well, that's because, like, we did reasonably well to make sure that we got into the final. We just missed out, didn't we?
We're so close. And the whole way through, I think either first or second, I think it was Emma Friedman, who had danced pretty extensively before as well. So I think that the biggest thing, and where my comment comes from with Celia, just to protect my integrity here for a little bit, she started never dancing before. And from a comedian to come from there and with the level of dancing, but also the sort of mental battles that we went through every week, which was quite public, and she shared a whole lot, made the season even more special for that, for her overcoming a whole lot of fears and things that she spoke about. So that was.
So it wasn't because I was difficult to deal with.
Oh, mate, you were difficult. You were so difficult, but it was beautiful at the time.
Jarrod, I've got to say, congrats on the win, man. That's exciting stuff. And just quickly talk to me, Pollard aside, because, you know, I kind of feel you. I work directly with Pollard as well. Just if you want to vent to me right now, I mean, just go for it, man. I mean, how was she over those few weeks?
Oh, look, Ash was probably one of the most talented dancers I actually got to dance with. But she used to yell at me all the time. So
even though you're the professional, she would have been correcting you, yeah?
Yeah, she basically started choreographing the routine for me, so I just went home and had a coffee.
Oh, I love it. Jared, thanks for joining us on the air.